S2W8, off limits.
Sydney maneuvered her way through the reception area with ease. Acting as though you belonged was half the battle when gaining access to places deemed off limits. She followed the sign to the basement and descended the stairs to the cold storage area below, where the bodies of the deceased were kept. She found the room she was looking for, the office of Dr. Cairo Gengul, the city coroner. She stood outside the door, ready to knock. Moments later, Dr. Gengul made his exit, surprise registering on his face as Sydney stepped even closer. Dr. Gengul? Sydney Allen from the CNN News Network. I wonder if you've got any information on the remains found on the plane. How did you get in here? Dr. Gengul demanded. I need access to those records as soon as possible, Dr. Gengul. Sydney ignored his question. I've called numerous times with no response. And I told your network that they'd be first in line when my report is ready, Dr. Gengul huffed as he continued his route. I'm a very busy man, you know. I've got more than one body sitting on ice that needs a report, so if you don't mind, I'd like to get back to work. Sydney followed close behind. So I have your word those reports will go to me before they go to the public? Yes, yes. Dr. Gengul waved impatiently as he opened the doors to the morgue. You can't come in here, Ms. Allen. But I imagine you're not one to follow the rules. Only when they get in my way. Sydney smirked. I expect you to keep your promise, or I'll be back, Dr. Gengul. I'm sure you will, he muttered as he closed the doors. Sydney left the way she came, winking at a surprised technician on the way out.
Thanks for picking me up. I gave Marcos a shy smile as I slid into the front seat of an old Honda Civic. The pleasure is mine, Senorita, Marcos cooed in a tone deeper than usual. Here's the address. I handed him a piece of paper. The address wasn't my mother's house, but a store just a few blocks from it. Take this too. I added a handful of bills to the paper. For taking me. Marcos began to protest, but then took a glance at the gas tank. He shrugged and put the money in a cup holder while he looked up the address. Fancy place. He whistled. You know the area, I asked. Passed through once or twice. He shrugged again. I stared at him, and he shuffled in his seat. Well, let's get going. I watched Marcos with a growing discomfort. He'd helped me once before, but could I trust him? I didn't want him doing anything to jeopardize my first meeting with my mother. So, who do you know in this area? Marcos asked. Nobody, I stated firmly. I'm just looking for information. Ah, so this is a recon mission. Marcos smiled knowingly. I've done a couple of those. There's a word we use for the people who live up there, but, being a gentleman, I won't use it in your presence. I'll sum it up for you, though. Those people are filthy rich. They don't notice when things go missing, and they don't see people like you and me. We're literally invisible to them. Really? I shrank in my seat, suddenly afraid. What if my mother wanted nothing to do with me? How do you know about them? I asked. Marcos's smile slipped. Well. You'd rather not say. I offered. Yeah. Marcos sighed. Actually, I kinda do want to tell you about it. Get it off my chest and all. You don't have to, I hemmed. I want to, Marcos said softly. I'm actually glad we're getting a chance to talk. I've wanted to get to know you better. I looked away as heat warmed my cheeks. That wasn't my intention at all, and I didn't want to give Marcos the wrong impression. I'll start with telling you who I am. Marcos cleared his throat. My sister and I are from a small town a few hours from here. I appreciate you taking me uptown. I cut him off. Right now I've got to concentrate on what I'm doing, so I'd rather not talk, okay? Marcos tried to hide his disappointment. Sure. Okay. We traveled in silence for a while before Marcos began again. So what are you doing uptown? I'd rather not say, I replied. Touché. Marcos chuckled. Bilingual. I smirked. Impressive. Marcos grinned from ear to ear. He did have a nice smile. All right, we're here. Marcos pulled up to the grocery store and parked. So, do you want me to wait for you, or come back for you, or what? I'm not really sure, I replied. Could you meet me back here in an hour or so? I'll text you if I need you sooner. Sure. Marcos shrugged. I got out and went into the store. I grabbed a couple items and looked at them, waiting for him to drive off. As soon as his car was out of sight, I dropped the items on a nearby shelf and walked out, heading to my mother's address.